Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my precious partner and teacher of eschatology, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Toda, my dear, and as the Hebrew word Havarim means friends, I too want to welcome our friends in Yeshua to today's teaching as we wrap up the letter of Jude, written especially to those preserved in Jesus Christ.
And a reminder that all of our past programs are archived on shofarministries.net.
That's right. Honey, let's all praise the Lord.
Okay, Abba Father, we do honor and praise you. You are God above all gods, the most supreme being. Lord God, we recognize that in and of ourselves, we are nothing without you. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. May you be blessed by our good deeds as we spiritually prepare for your soon arrival. First privately for your bride, and then 7 years later, returning to earth to set up your physical kingdom. We continue to lift up to you our president to fulfill your prophecies, and as always, for the lost souls of our loved ones. We sincerely ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'd like to remind you, we are in the season of Teshuvah, a most holy time of inner reflection on, and it's on God's Hebrew calendar, and it's in anticipation of the future resurrection of his saints, which they do believe will occur some year in the fall season.
And we do agree because Scripture highly infers that.
Yes, James 5 comes to mind. Mm-hmm. When the fruits are harvested.
Lots of typology there.
For sure.
Okay, what kind of news do you have for us today?
Well, this Mueller investigation is proving to be more against the far-left Democrats who really did collude with Russia, as in the fake dossier put together by the Russian spy Christopher Steele, who worked with Fusion GPS for lots of money, paid for by the Clinton campaign.
You know, it's like peeling a stinking onion.
What it points to is massive corruption and greed.
No surprise there.
Yeah. Well, at least finally, last Friday, the FBI deputy Peter Strzok was fired. I guess his bragged about insurance policy went into default. And then Monday he set up a GoFundMe page asking for $150,000 to help him pay for his legal fees, as did Comey and McCabe, who actually received $500,000 before closing his account.
I'm sure the Dems will help Strzok too.
Oh, no doubt. We are witnessing the leadership of governments everywhere in the world who are corrupt, and so many also of the bigger religious establishments as well, both Protestant and Catholic.
And that's why the book of Revelation is about to be unsealed.
Yes, and we are studying its vestibule right now.
What's the latest in Israel?
Well, in spite of a ceasefire, so-called, in Gaza, terrorist attacks continue into Israel. Last week, another incendiary kite landed near the kibbutz area after hitting high-voltage lines, causing massive power outage. Arson balloons continue as well, as with several thousand Gazans, people, actually gathering along the border, throwing rocks, Molotov cocktails, and grenades at Israeli security forces, sparking many more fires.
And what's going on in the north?
Well, the Golan border remains on high alert as Assad's army continues to pick away a city at a time to regain control near the Golan border and lately the province of Idlib, which borders Turkey, who has now increased its involvement for obvious reasons in that area.
You know, speaking of Turkey, will they ever let Pastor Brunson return to America?
Well, with the extra sanctions now hurting their economy, my guess is yes, and probably pretty soon.
Well, praise the Lord for that. And yeah. Finally, Iran with its added sanctions.
Yeah. They too will have to give in and make some new concessions. Trump is winning. We just have to be patient. And even China will have to eventually make some good compromises. But with that all said, however, we might win economically, but it is setting the stage for Scripture to be fulfilled, particularly Jeremiah 30:11.
How so?
Well, if you remember, God spoke to Jeremiah that at some time in the future, he will destroy all the nations where his people have been scattered. There is no denying the United States falls into that category. America as a declared nation wasn't here during Jesus' day, and we won't be here when it goes back to finish Daniel's chapter 9 prophecy. And very soon, after his bride is called up, the 7-year tribulation begins, and our enemies will join together to destroy the United States.
That's what I love about you. You say it like it is.
Well, the Bible says it, so we must believe it. But really, you can feel their hatred escalating for America. And President Trump, you got to admit, is fueling that anger.
Yes, God did choose this man in order to fulfill the end time scenario.
Similar to God picking Cyrus to send back the Israelites to their homeland.
Amen to that.
Let me also say Jeremiah says God will not destroy Israel, but he will correct them. And that's part of the coming judgment, which Jeremiah also says in chapter 30 and refers to it as Jacob's trouble.
Okay. We welcome all of your comments and end time questions either by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office, but you know, you must leave a detailed message.
That's right.
To 440-834-9006. And I promise we will call you back.
That's right.
Or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Your love offerings are received with gratitude. Actually, a lot of gratitude. Any correspondence will automatically add you to our monthly newsletter list. You can also bless us with your donation just by clicking the Partner With Us button on the left side of our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will also find our past radio and teaching letters archived for your learning pleasure.
All right, then. Well, we left off in Jude verse 15 last week, where he confirms that judgment is sure to come on the ungodly, which, of course, means on the unrighteous.
Did you hear that? The unrighteous.
Exactly. More confirmation that his bride will be called up prior to this final judgment. You know, when you really pay attention and study his word, and not just read it casually, you too will see many examples that the righteous will escape, as Jesus said we could in Luke 21. Okay, honey, could you read verses 16 through 19 as Jude describes the attributes of the ungodly?
There's a lot in this small little book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lust. And they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last divisions. I'm sorry, mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit.
Of course, they don't have the Spirit because they are not saved.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are truly walking with the Lord should never be grumblers or complainers. I hope that's not you. I mean, how could we be?
Right. We have too much to be grateful for.
You know, these ugly spots, as Jude calls them in verse 12, they can't get enough of their flesh satisfied. And so end up complaining about everything because it's all about them instead of being content in whatever situation God has put you in.
Well, that's what Philippians 4:11 says.
a great meditation for all of us. Jude also says, they will overflatter you to gain advantage.
Well, yeah, we all know people like that.
Yes. But Jude calls us beloved, and he does again in verse 20. Did you know that the only one ever called beloved from the Hebrew word hakmad, number 2530, which by the way means my beloved, and in the Old Testament, only one person, and that was Daniel.
Yeah, my namesake.
Hallelujah. And the Greek word here in Jude for beloved is agapetos, from agape, which is the strongest word for love.
Yeah, that's the most intimate.
Yes. So, honey, do you remember the other three words?
One is filio.
Yes, that means great friendship.
And storge.
And that's more of a family love.
And eros.
Yes, that is a lustful love, where we get the English word erotic. Now, when you study the word, you should often in your Bible dictionary look up the word love in that particular verse. So to get a better understanding what kind of love is being described. And to those who study typology, think about this. Could Daniel be a type of the church? After all, he was missing in Daniel 3. You won't see him mentioned at all. And that was at the time of the fiery furnace.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So let's stay on this for a minute and tell our listeners, who were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego a type of, who were in the fire but not hurt?
The 144,000 Jews who will each receive a seal of protection in the tribulation.
Right, as prophesied in Revelation 7. And you could also, as another type, equate the 144,000 to Noah and his family, since they were still on the earth during that judgment, but protected and sealed in the ark.
Yeah, so Enoch is a top type of us.
Yes, because he was taken up bodily before Noah's judgment, as we will be taken up before the final judgment. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I just got to add one more tidbit. Lot 2. Remember the angel said they had to be removed before God could rain fire down from heaven, destroying Sodom and Gomorrah for its many perversions?
Yeah, you know, and again, today in America, we see sodomy actually being glorified, sick as it is.
And in Israel, too, I might add.
Yeah.
It is disgustingly amazing to behold how Isaiah 5 is just so accurate. Anyhow, Jude is contrasting us as the opposite of the sensual, ungodly, who cause divisions, the false teachers and mockers, etc. And Jude reminds us that the apostles and Jesus too wrote about them as well. Now in verse 20 it reads, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on the most holy faith. In other words, never stop growing in him. And then praying in the Holy Spirit, which means in his will as directed and motivated by the Holy Spirit. Now, verse 21 says, keep yourselves in the love of God. First of all, let me add that that love, again, is agape, the most highest kind of love. So keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy. I want to say that looking is the Greek word prosdekomai, number 4327 in your dictionary. And it means that you're expecting to be received. It's a promise. So what are you expecting to be received? It would be the rapture, to escape what's coming. So let me read that again. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. So let me ask you a question. When, if still alive, could we achieve eternal life? Again, it's at the rapture, which is our blessed hope. So what does it really mean to keep yourselves in the agape love of God? Well, there's really only two commandments that Jesus says we need to adhere to which would actually cover all 10 in the Old Testament. Luke 10:27 says it. It says, love God and love your neighbor. Again, that's agape. You know, love is like a powerful magnet that others soon recognize in you when you are truly walking in it. You know, when I counsel a couple about to be married, it is important for them to understand that it should never be more about you, but more about the other's heart, not to hurt their heart. In marriage, always desire your spouse's happiness over your own. You know, you should never say, well, what about me? And you can only accomplish that if your love for God is with all your heart, all your soul, mind, and strength. So, moving on to Jude verse 22, who now speaks about giving the gospel to the ungodly, because, or the unsaved, because sometimes there are different situations and different kinds of people. Verse 22 says, and on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. In other words, some will still need more compassion because they are maybe hurting. So there should be more of a focus on his love for them. While with others, you might need to be more aggressive because of their harder heart. You know, they really need to understand where they are heading, and it's very hot. So you should push harder, keeping it in your mind that if they don't get saved, they are going to hell, and that this could be their last opportunity. So you want to fear that for them. Verse 24 says, now to him who is able to keep you from falling. I love this. The Greek word keep you is philosso, and it's 5442, and it means to guard or to watch over. He watches over us. And then it goes on to say, to present you blameless or faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Wow. Okay. Of course, we have faults in our humanness. But it says here that Jesus keeps us faultless or blameless because he sees us through his eyes. And we are covered in his blood. We are faultless or blameless because of that. And by the way, I think you need to underline this next scripture in your Bible. And better yet, of course, it would be great to memorize it. But it's Colossians 1, beginning in verse 21. It says this, and you, who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. Verse 23 says, if indeed you continue in the faith, and that's a big two-letter word, if you continue in the faith grounded and steadfast and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which, by the way, hope is elpis, and it means confidence. It doesn't mean hope at all. It just means, it's a better word is confidence. You have confidence of the gospel, which you understood proclaimed to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. So you have to remember, you're not working towards your being blameless and faultless. We have faults and we do sin, but through Jesus, he says we are blameless and faultless. It's just an amazing thing. And by the way, you also might want to reread Hebrews 6 and 2 Peter 2, because it confirms Colossians 1. and it's pretty good. Again, we need to continue in our faith. In other words, no one can pluck you out of his hand except it be your own resolve. It's a daily choice. Cherish your salvation and never take it for granted. Make a determination for your whole spirit, soul, and body to be totally sanctified, not just a little. And your flesh, which is the hardest part, is the final hurdle in your race, as Paul rejoiced in before his death. Until you do, your flesh can and often will rule what you end up doing. The decisions you make, your love for others, what you view on TV, what books you read, what music you listen to, how you spend your time, which should be redeemed wisely. And the beauty is, you'll be doing what you really love because you are totally sanctified. I'll say it again because it's the most important thing I can tell you. The only way to overcome your flesh is by studying His Word. Saturate yourself in Him. I suggest, if I may, because it helped me, tithe your time with God so that your spirit man becomes greater than your fleshly man. Because your soul will follow who you feed the most. So stop feeding the flesh and instead flood your spirit with the water of His Word. And check out my radio archives on sanctification for a more thorough teaching, because it will give you that joy unspeakable, which we all need to get through these turbulent times. And boy, are they getting turbulent. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength, Nehemiah 8:10. And being sanctified will give you that joy unspeakable. And finally, to our last verse, to close the book of Jude, he says in verse 25, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Great words to finish our study today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I know I say this a lot, but I mean it. Well, you're just a plain fool. And you are being set up for the great deception. Matthew 24 says, but as the days of Noah, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And then, my friend, it was too late. My heart just breaks when I think of so many that won't accept the truth. So very much evidence out there. We have different people with the same accounts of the fact that there really is a heaven. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, get down on your knees right now. Humble yourself before the Lord. He paid your entire debt for all your sins, unless, of course, you'd rather pay it yourself in hell. It's your choice. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart, saying, why won't you accept my free gift? It's given in agape love of the highest kind. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing out of Numbers 6:22. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace that passes all everything. It's our shalom. Till then, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper in every way. Psalm 122, verse 6. Till next time, keep our president in your prayers. He is coming soon. Thank you, Jesus.
thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.